time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. In just a couple of minutes, we'll be talking with Dave Winder from Murray State University to get a big update on everything going on at MSU athletics-wise. Of course, the big sports news of the week so far. Kaawa County in the market for a new football head coach after Will Barnes unexpectedly stepped down from that position. So Kaawa County will be looking for a new football head coach. Will Barnes was at Kaawa County in the football program for the last six seasons, the last three as head coach, going 7-4 2 years ago and then 5-6 last season. But Will Barnes has decided to step down as Kaawa County football head coach, and the Tigers now in the market. Search beginning immediately for a new football head coach for the Caldwell County Tigers. Again, we've got Dave Winder from Murray State University coming up in just a bit. Stay with us as we roll on here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Come by the Joint in Eddyville for mouth-watering smoked meats and flavorful sides, now with a brand new look. They've remodeled the interior to give you an even better experience and can't wait for you to see it. Stop by Tuesday through Sunday and enjoy the same great food and service you have grown accustomed to. Find the Joint online for more information and to book their catering services. The Joint is the perfect spot for a quick lunch or a fun night out. Come see for yourself. They can't wait to serve you.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
At Tricews, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Tricews in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit tricews.com. That's tricews.com.
Hi, this is Jim Lancaster with H&R AgriPower. Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance match attachments. Right now, put zero down and get 0% APR for up to 72 months, plus save up to $800 on select equipment. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
H&R AgriPower is your Kubota dealer for sales, service, and parts, located at 4900 Eagle Way in Hopkinsville.
Life is busy. We get it. That's why at First Southern National Bank, we are launching a new experience for customers. Our drive-thrus are being replaced with full access banking lanes that utilize new technology to give you greater convenience. You can now do almost everything you could do inside the bank or at the ATM, all from your car. Tellers are available via video to assist you if needed, and bank services now have extended hours. Learn more at fsnb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY. Welcome back to the show. Joining us now from Murray State University, Dave Winder is on the phone with us this morning. And Dave, good morning. Welcome back to the Sideline Report. How are things there in Murray this morning?
Well, it's very wet and a lot more rain coming this weekend. So I think we're probably going to have some adjustment in the baseball schedule this weekend as the Racers play their Missouri Valley opener against the Bradley Braves. So we'll probably have some announcement today. I just don't see we'll be able to play tomorrow. So it'll probably look like a doubleheader Saturday, single game Sunday if possible. We've already adjusted our schedule for the Margaret Simmons track and field event this weekend at Roy Stewart Stadium. That's pretty much been reduced to a one-day event on Saturday. So that's the way it is in the springtime. You just kind of have to go with whatever Mother Nature throws at you.
Yeah, we have to roll with the punches. And, you know, we're hoping to get high school baseball and softball and tennis and all those things in this afternoon. But I'm just not sure if the rain's going to hold off long enough today to let us get some games in.
Yeah, it's that time of year. And, eventually I think we'll have our baseball and softball facilities at Murray State turfed, and that would certainly help us, navigate some weather. But that'll be coming down the line.
Well, since the last time we talked, you've had the full effect of Arch Madness in St. Louis. How did that go for you guys?
Well, it was an amazing experience. The whole basketball season was an amazing experience because, just getting to go to all the arenas, in the league and experience what it's like, game day in Terre Haute at the Holman Center with the big old banner of Larry Bird flying over the court, that was quite an experience. I think there was a lot of unknown things going into the league, just about, you're playing Indiana State for the first time in 13 years and hadn't been to Bradley since the 90s. What would it be like to play SIU twice and have it a conference game? Just on and on and on. I really thought that the men's team could perhaps get 12-8. That was kind of my wish, being realistic about it. And as it turns out, I wasn't that far off. They went 11-9, and I felt like for Coach Prohm, with 12 new players out of a 14-man roster, to be able to get an overall winning season, to get a winning season in the Missouri Valley, and then to go to Arch Madness in St. Louis and play so well against Valparaiso and win that game in advance, I just, then you had to play the number one team against Drake and you know how good they were. I felt like, winning a game at the tournament was important too. So I feel like they've got something to build off of. We knew going into this Missouri Valley men's basketball experience that the Racers were stepping up from the OVC, which was usually the 29th or 30th rated conference, to the 11th. That was going to be a big step up, and the league proved to be every bit as good as I thought it was. I mean, every team had three or four guys that could play for anybody.
Well, that Drake team especially, that was a really good team, and I really thought they had a chance to win a game or two in the NCAA tournament.
Well, I can't talk as an expert on my bracket because I've already ripped it up.
Yeah, nobody has a good bracket left.
Oh, no. I had Arizona at Kansas going to the finals, so I had Duke in the Final Four, too. But I was kind of picking with my heart a little bit. I thought Drake could win that first round game, and I actually thought I had Kent State beating Indiana, and I thought it would be one of those unique second round games with two mid majors playing for the right to go to the Sweet 16. That ended up happening on the other side of the bracket. I didn't get that either, but I thought Drake had a chance, and they played pretty good. Just didn't come out the way they wanted it to. But we're already everybody's turning the page already, except for those that are still playing. To next season, and players come and go. That's a thing that's going to happen to every team in the country. And you've probably already heard. Jamari Smith is going to try to go play professionally. And we knew that going into the season that he was probably only going to be here 1 year. That was his fifth year of college ball. And there'll be some other changes as we go along as well.
Yeah, college basketball, though, is so difficult to handicap these days because, like you say, fortunes can change quickly. And with the transfer portal now, I mean, you're just not completely sure how each team is going to look each season.
Well, you know, there's a couple of Twitter accounts that that's all they do is keep track of men's college basketball transfer action. You see those tweets where this player says that this list of 15 schools have shown interest in him. And you see Murray State on the list. I don't get too excited about that until somebody higher up in our organization says, hey, you need to get ready. This guy says, we've signed it, you know. So some of them I go, oh, yeah, that'd be great. Have that guy here.
Yeah.
You know, but until somebody tells me he's a racer, I don't get too worried about it.
Well, we talked about the first year in the Missouri Valley Conference, and I see that men's basketball actually led the conference in attendance this season.
Yeah, we were very happy about that, Todd. Just over 5,200. And, you know, our average attendance wasn't like dramatically higher than it usually is. It was maybe another 100 or 130. Per game higher, and I felt like I could tell the excitement of joining this league was during the games during Christmas break when the students were not here. We were still getting we had a couple of crowds of over 6,000. You know, they're late January or late December, early January. That was very encouraging. Then when the students came back, you know, we were high 6,000s and had one crowd of almost 7. So I think our fans, I mean, gosh, think about it. People that follow basketball in Western Kentucky, in the whole state of Kentucky, they're pretty knowledgeable about basketball. And I felt like our fans at Murray State understood what a big step up this was. And I think they all enjoyed seeing the new conference foes that we're going to be playing year in and year out. And I think they appreciate talent when they see it. And when you see a guy like Tucker DeVries from Drake come in and you see him hit four of his first five threes, you just go, wow, that guy's an NBA shooter. And you see Rink Mass come in from Bradley, and you go, wow, that guy could play in the NBA. And then you see a guy like Ben Cricky from Valparaiso who could play for anybody in the country. So the transfer portal, I know we're talking about fans, so we know the fans know the game. The transfer portal is hitting everybody in the Valley right now. Rink Mast has decided at Belmont. He's got 1 year to go, I think. He's already got his undergrad degree at Bradley, and he's going to transfer and go someplace where he can work on his master's in his chosen field. So everybody's being affected by it.
We're talking this morning with Dave Winder from Murray State University. And, Dave, there's another big improvement coming at the CFSB Center. And as a photographer, I really like it with the new lighting system coming in.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. After 25 years, the CFSB Center is getting a brand-new lighting system. And we've been very fortunate with the lights, the old-style lights we had, as currently have. It's still pretty good. But these LEDs are going to make it a lot better. And there's so many other events in the arena that it's going to make it great, including graduation. And, of course, the Region 1 boys and girls basketball tournament is held at Murray State every year. That's going to make that event better. You'll be able to turn the lights out when you do opening starting lineups. There's all kinds of different flashy things you can do with the lights. We're going to have lights that have blue and gold color. So it's just really going to be neat. That should be completed in July, and it'll be, it'll be ready to go when we play basketball next season. So it'll be really cool.
Yeah, that'll be really neat for the fans. And like I said, I know you take pictures just like I do, and
right.
You never have enough light when you're shooting an indoor sporting event.
Well, the other thing it's going to do is it's going to make our games on TV look better. And, you know, since 2013, we've streamed every home game at the arena on either the OVC Digital Network and now since 2018 on ESPN+. it's going to make all those games look better. And we had four linear games on TV this season, either on ESPNU, ESPN2, Bally, or CBS Sports Network. And it's going to make all those games look a lot better too.
Yeah, that'll be a lot better for everybody involved. And one of those things I'm not sure that the average fan really thinks about when they walk into a gym or an arena about the lighting system. But, you know, it's one of the first things I always see, and I know you're probably that way too, that you're always trying to look, just because you want to get good photographs and you want everything, you want your video to look good. And so that's something that we look at, and maybe the average person doesn't really consider that much.
Well, I heard a old wise photographer once say, I haven't seen anybody get a great picture in the dark yet.
Right.
it's impossible. You could get various levels of average depending on what your lighting system it looks like. But and this is just the beginning of the improvements that are going to be coming down the line for the CFSB Center. I mean, it's been 25 years, and when I tell people, when they walk in there, when I was showing so many new colleagues our place, you know, during last basketball season, every conference game, it was people that I may have known, but they have never been to our place. And when I told them it was 25 years old, they went, wow, this place looks great for being 25 years old. But there are, you know, you're going to see a lot of things. At some point, you're going to have all of the seating in the lower bowl taken out and reconfigured, you know, to a more modern look, which will probably include cup holders, Todd. you know, there's going to be a lot of things that are improved with the arena in the coming years. And we're really excited about that because, you know, that's been a great – I remember when the place opened in 98, man. That was really something. And Murray State had waited a long time to get that. The state of Kentucky helped Murray State in a partnership, helped them find a way to get that building done. And I thought we got a great arena for like less than $22 million. You know, if you built that thing today, what would it be? Probably 50 or more, probably. Maybe 100 million, depending on what you wanted to build. So it's been a great place, but it does need some updating and some attention, and that's what's going to be happening in the next few years.
Well, difficult for me to believe it's been 25 years because I still consider it the new arena.
Yeah, well, you remember when it opened, it was the Regional Special Events Center.
Right.
And we used to call it the RSEC. It used to crack me up when people would say the RSEC Center. Yeah. I'm like, no, it's just the RSEC because the C means center. So you're in effect saying the Regional Special Events Center if you say RSEC Center. So we always joked about that. But, yeah, it's just been a great place. You know, it's the hub of activities. There's walkers in the wintertime. People come in and walk, you know, in the morning. So it's just such a great community center. You know, if there's bad weather, it's a place you can go. So is Racer Arena, for that matter. You know, it's just a great place to have.
Well, you talk about that, and we used to have people that would call Caldwell County's gym the CAB building. Well, I'm like, that's the community activities building. So, yeah, that's what you're talking about. Well, Dave, last time you were here, we were talking about the World Baseball Classic, and I wasn't really sure what to make of that. But, wow, did they hit a home run with that thing or what?
Well, I got to be honest with you, Todd. I didn't watch very much at all. As much of a Cardinal fan as I am, I really can't pay too much attention until the season actually starts. I'm just really covered up with what we're doing at Murray State. And since the basketball season's over, you know, we haven't slowed down one bit. And spring sports going on. So I just haven't had that much time to pay attention to it. But I have, you know, kind of paid attention to spring training a little bit. And I'm excited about the good problem that the Cardinals have, and that's where you are you going to put Jordan Walker. You got a great shortstop, it seems, in Mason Wynn. What are you going to do with Paul DeJong? The pitching, the starting pitching looks really good. So it's, I have paid enough attention to spring training to know that the Cardinals are in a pretty good spot coming out of spring training. I'm just really looking forward to getting the games going. I'm not much of a fan of games that don't count. I never have been.
Well, I'm excited about the St. Louis Cardinals season, and Lars Nootbaar is going to have a WBC championship ring to show off to everybody, so that'll be fun for him.
Yeah, he was on the Japanese team, and I know Arenado and Goldschmidt, you know, played for the United States, and I think Tommy Edman, he played for one of the European countries. Did he play for Ireland or? I can't remember.
I know O'Neill was on Canada, and of course Wainwright and Mikolas both pitched for the USA. I think there was 19 or 20 in the St. Louis organization that actually was on one team or another.
Yeah, so I think it's a great idea because, you know, baseball has been an international game for a long time, and there are a lot of countries that have their own professional leagues, and you know, it was really good. It's really good to see. I like the way other fans in other countries they treat baseball games differently than we do a lot of times with the enthusiasm and the way the crowds interact with the players. So I'm glad it's going on. You know, I think big league teams have gotten accustomed to knowing that not every year, but when the classic is played, that. You know, they need to let their players go and compete for their countries.
Yeah, I really enjoyed watching it this year and waiting for three more years for that thing to come back. Dave, always appreciate you coming on the show and talking sports with us, and good luck to the Murray State teams this spring.
All right, Todd, you take care. I'll look forward to the next time.
All right, thanks, Dave. That's Dave Winder, the Murray State Associate AD for Communications, and as always, appreciate him spending some time with us here on the Sideline Report. We're going to turn our attention to Kaw County tennis when we come back. Coaches Steve Kukihiko and Tori Hammett will join us. Stay with us as we continue here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Tune out all those funny car insurance ads and tune in to Erie Insurance. It's seriously good. Ask about Erie Rate Lock and other great reasons to switch. Call Goodwin Insurance of Katy's for a quote today, 270-522-5700.
Here's a look at your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast. Rain continuing overnight. Later today, we should see a high temperature of 74. More rain and thunderstorms overnight Thursday into Friday. Could see some thunderstorms, lightning, and potential flooding with around 2 to 4 inches of rain likely. Friday's high temperature around 70. It's also going to be windy throughout the period. But again, rain overnight, warming up to 74 later today.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to pro shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice Hughes Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice Hughes in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
Life is busy. We get it. That's why at First Southern National Bank, we are launching a new experience for customers. Our drive-thrus are being replaced with full access banking lanes that utilize new technology to give you greater convenience. You can now do almost everything you could do inside the bank or at the ATM, all from your car. Tellers are available via video to assist you if needed, and bank services now have extended hours. Learn more at fsnb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. And again, thanks to Dave Winder from Murray State University for joining us today. In the studio with us now, Kaw County tennis coaches Steve Kukihiko and Tori Hammett.
And Steve, you guys are off and running this season and numbers looking good in the program. So everything looking up for Kiowa County tennis right now.
Everything but the weather.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Well, it was sunny when I came in.
Right.
I don't know what happened to the sun. But
I don't know. I mean, yeah, the weather is kind of on everybody, I guess, in all athletics at this time of year, softball and baseball. But yeah, we're able to play a couple of matches so far, and we hope to get the one in today. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, you guys have Christian County coming in today.
We got Christian County, and I talked to their coach yesterday. Their numbers are really low, so we're going to try to scramble around, and Coach Hammett and I are just trying to get some kids some playing time before it gets really involved.
Tori, you guys went to Henderson County the other day and played some close matches up there.
Yeah, we did. Had a good time, and a lot of good experience for some of our younger kids that have had to step into roles that they maybe, just had not had a lot of time to prepare for. But we got our main, our one singles and one doubles both got wins, which is pretty big because Henderson's one of our, key competitors in the region. So to get those one matches means we're still in position to potentially three-peat. It'll be tough, but we can. We can do it. So we get these other guys to come along,
Yeah. Does Henderson County have the region this year?
They're hosting it, and it's being ran by Webster.
Oh, okay.
Webster's kind of in control running it, but it's going to be in Henderson.
Well, we're kind of limited in the second region as to where we can have the regional tournament, right?
Yeah, I thought maybe we could pull off one more Hoptown back-to-back, but this didn't work out. So maybe Hopkinsville next year.
Well, looking back to last season, though, it's interesting the Tigers winning the regional championship, and that literally came down to the last couple of matches.
Yeah, both the ones had to win their match, and it was tight and kind of, a lot of people, more crowds than they normally are used to getting. So it was nerve-wracking for the kids, but, they pulled through and played hard and got the wins that they had to get, which it seemed like, it did come down to the last matches. It seems like that was the critical point, but as in any game, basketball, a play in the first half can make a difference. And a match that some of our 4, 5, 6 players won just to get 1 point was the 1 point that helped. So, overall team approach, it takes them all to do it. And we're fortunate to have had some kids that can run all the way through and have a chance to win the whole thing. So we're proud of them. I mean, they're back-to-back region champs, and that's a hard feat in any sport, for any region, regardless of how tough it is. We have our region is in some cases a little less tough on the boys' side than some of the others over in, E-Town and Louisville-Lexington. But in it is a few teams that are real strong, so you got to deal with them.
Yeah.
And hopefully they say that about us. We're going to have to deal with Caldwell. So historically speaking, last 20 years, we've represented well in our region.
Last Thursday was a big day out at Tiger Stadium. Steve had tennis matches going on, had a track match going on. There were people all over the place. I mean, now that's a fun day.
It is, and it's exciting for our community to see all the teams. And, of course, all of the tennis players were watching the track meet, and I guess vice versa. They were watching tennis playing. But, yeah, it's a good problem to have sometimes. Yeah.
Certainly something we've never seen.
Yeah,
for
I
sure.
I thought to myself, I looked over and I thought, man, how great is it?
Yeah.
That track is having a home match. I just couldn't believe that a couple years ago when I heard that. I thought, man, how nice is it? And it looks good. I mean, it's popping over there.
Well, that's what I keep saying. It makes the entire campus look better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. And you just know them kids. I mean, you could just imagine what it felt like for those kids to be able to be at their home track, having not experienced that.
Yeah, over a decade, not getting to have a home track meet. And I saw a picture of the old track the other day, and I was like, I didn't realize how bad it was until I saw the new track.
Yeah.
Right? So then you're like, wow, that's really a big improvement.
And there was a big crowd there.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a lot of people. I mean, track's got a lot of kids that are involved, but there was a lot of people. Our home side was pretty crowded, so it was cool to see.
But, tennis, it seems like you guys draw some people, too. I mean, it's not like it's a football game, but, there are a lot of people that come out and watch, and a lot of people just pull up in their vehicles and sit there and watch from outside the fence.
Yeah. The good news is, and yes, they do. We're thankful for that. But the good news is they're not going to think so, but we've got some windscreens coming.
That's going to stop some of that.
They're going to look really good. We worked with the school, and Steve and I did, to get the home of Kiowa County tennis all the way down the roadside.
Oh, so that'll be cool.
That'll be looking, you know, yeah, looking at us as we watch the match. The kids will be looking at that. And then on this side says Tiger Tennis, looking over the parking lot. So it's not going to be completely encased like maybe it should be. It's windy up there on that knob. But we're trying to attack we want it to look good, but also give some wind protection from where the wind comes from the most. So well, I think it'll look good.
You need those big logos like UK has up at, you know, the, when you go to state and UK has all the big logos on the tennis court. I mean, you don't have to worry about where you're at because everything says UK on it.
I know.
It's difficult. Tori likes
it's difficult for me to be there and cheer on those courts, you know. No, it's not. We love it. I think it's a great experience. And we got some big logos on our windscreens coming too. Just won't be on our court.
Well, courts are great, but it is in a difficult spot sometimes because it is windy on that hill. And I always say, Steve, that you guys have the best home court advantage of any tennis team in the area because you guys deal with that every day, and teams that come in don't really know what to expect sometimes.
Yeah, and that's true. That's what we've tried to explain to the kids, you know, when they're out there playing. Just be sure you play both sides. That way you're accustomed to it. Now, we're talking high school kids, so understand that. And so sometimes they'd rather be on one side, but they don't realize you got to change after so many points. And so, but yeah, they're getting accustomed to it. But yeah, it is. I feel like it's an advantage, and I think Tori does too, that we know which way the wind's blowing. And occasionally, sometimes the wind comes from a different direction, and maybe, but sometimes the scores don't show that we know much about the win anyway, so but that's okay.
Tori, what kind of off-season work do the tennis players get in, and how prepared is everybody to get the season going?
Yeah, I mean, some of the kids, boy, girl, will do some off-season lessons. Ryan takes lessons pretty much all year, but some of them can't because they're in different things or working or something like that, but we're thankful to be able to raise the funds from, you know, community outreach and community support through many. You know, we've got a banner out there right now that's got several supporters on it, but then we've got the kids that reached out to some people that gave them some support. We got Taco John's that gave us some opportunity to come in there and do a fundraiser with them. So we have our winter tennis program, and Coach Farmer's been doing that for years and years. So, you know, you get 8 2-hour sessions at the Kinlake Area indoor, and I don't know that the kids realize how much better it makes them, but man, it's a great benefit. An ex tennis professional is one of the guys that teaches them along with an assistant of his, and it's great for them because they come in. I mean, I do believe there's teams that probably don't get started till February 15th, and you can't really get outside much, so Kim was wise in her time to figure out how to work in some good hardcore practices with some good hardcore teachers inside to alleviate the problem, so that when they came into the season, you know, they're really 2 pretty good hard months into preseason work. So it's not like you just show up. That's obviously has impacted the success of Caldwell County on the girls' side and the boys' side through the last 20 years.
You talk about the back-to-back regional championships for the boys' teams. How do we kind of stack up this year, and who's the big competition out there?
Yeah, of course, we hadn't seen everybody yet. I know Madisonville North lost at least their best kid, but you never know. You know, you never know who spent a lot of time working in the offseason. But I would say it'll be back to those three, you know, Madisonville North, Henderson, and us. You know, we've seen Henderson. We're going to have to – you know, maybe be a little creative in how we match up there, and we're going to have to win the matches when we play them. So we're going to have to get a little bit better. But if, you know, it's going to be one of them deals, maybe like 2 years ago, where if we could just sneak out 2 extra points in one match, you know, two matches win that we maybe weren't counting on winning. If that happens, well, we're going to have a chance.
Like I said, that was fun last year, getting to go to state, and it's just interesting, Steve, once you get up to the state tournament, the different levels of competition you see from different players, and, you know, we had some really good kids up there, but there were some other kids that were, you know, on a different level at times.
Yeah, it's a different world up there when you go up there, and it's a testament to the kids, though, just getting there. You know, sometimes they're dissatisfied, but, you know, hopefully this year we'll have not only a a few more boys or some of the boys going back. But, you know, I'm excited about what the girls can do. They've never had the opportunity. We didn't have any seniors last year. But looking at the roster this year, we've got three seniors, and I feel confident that, you know, one doubles team and possibly a singles could advance. Mm-hmm. And so we'll see how it goes.
Because you have to get to the regional semifinals to earn a spot at state, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to go down to one top four.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in your call.
Okay.
But so, you need to schedule me for a session when we come in here and we break down class sports.
All right, we'll do that. We'll just have a show where we talk about classes.
Let's do nothing but that, because the problem with what we're dealing with at state is it's not classed. And that's crazy to me. And then I go back and I look at even basketball, just recent basketball. I looked it up. I want to do a whole study on it. I just haven't done it yet because I just hadn't had time. But I did look up the Final Four teams, like 1,100 kids, 1,300 kids, 1,400 kids, 1,600 kids. That's not accidental. That's not accidental. So when we go over there and so you know, like just say Ryan got a good draw last year. Man, he almost had the kid beat. But this year, if he qualifies – or Graydon and Nick, if they qualify, they could grow in and draw the best team in the region from the 2,100 person Great Crossings. I mean, they could do that. Or you know, or George Rogers Clark or North Laurel. I mean, that is so crazy to me that the system is set up and allows that to happen in any sport for that matter. It just makes no sense to me that they do that. So it is difficult because year round they're playing indoors. I mean, they're playing indoors year round. And we don't have that luxury here, and we don't have that many kids to pull from. So, man, it's a no-brainer. Whoever's holding that up is they need to be released.
Well, you know, you're speaking to the choir with me, though. You're preaching.
Yeah,
to the
yeah,
choir
yeah. I know. I get adrenaline rush because I'm thinking, man, what in the world? Who's not doing that? Who's not fixing that?
But it's like Lyon County basketball this season.
Yeah,
you know, it's almost a bigger accomplishment for a Lyon County to get to the second round of the state tournament than it is for Warren Central or George Rogers Clark to get to the championship game.
Well, here would be my example where I think it's difficult. I mean, Lyon, I watched, you know, you have too. We've watched them enough this year. They could have won that. They could have beat every one of those teams that were there on any given night. I'm convinced of that. I don't know if I really thought that last year because I hadn't watched them much, but this year I watched it and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, they can beat those teams and have the skill set to do it. But worse, and that's great that they've accomplished what they've accomplished, and they'll have another chance next year. It's a unique, though, in the history of the school. It's not a common occurrence because they don't have the population to pull that every year. It's just a unique situation, and amen, good for them. Kind of like our, 98 football team. Unique set of kids. Now, would they have won the whole state if none of it was classed? I don't know. I wasn't here yet. But look, take Elizabethtown. Elizabethtown had beat a couple of the teams that were in the Sweet 16 and had lost in double overtime to Warren Central. Just like that, they're eliminated. Can't even play in a state tournament. That's robbery to them kids. I'm telling you, that's a horrible, horrible thing for those kids. And I have never in my life have I seen a classed state champion that was disappointed that it was just 3A that they won,
right?
Or just 6A that they won, or just 1A that they won. Never will you see anybody that wins state champion hold up a gold ball and go, well, it just wasn't quite enough. Yeah. I should have won. I want to play it all off.
Yeah.
But if you can't stand it, play off your final best four if you just can't stand it. I mean, Mississippi used to do that. Then they got away from it because it just was no benefit.
Right.
There was no gain in it because the class champion was sufficient.
That it would almost cheapen crazy. It to put all your champions together. It would almost cheapen their class championships.
Yeah. So. Yeah, give them kids a chance to win their state championship in an equitable situation, and I can live with it. But we'll you know, tennis is unfortunate that you go up there and you got to live with your draw. And you know, we've had good draws a couple times and got a win. You know, almost got two a couple years ago, and then I think Bell had some success over there, maybe winning a few matches. But it would help if it was class. But you got to deal with what you deal with.
Yeah, we're going to schedule a show one time, though. We'll bring some people in, and we'll just sit here and debate the whole time.
Let's do it.
One class system against classes. And
yes.
Talking this morning with Tori Hammett and Steve Cookie-Hicko, Caldwell County tennis coaches. Need to get to a break here on the show, but we'll come back and have more right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
National Agriculture Week is all this week. We encourage you to celebrate agriculture across our entire area with us. Tune in this week for information and ways to celebrate on WPKY 103.3 FM, 1580 AM, and WPKYonline.com.
Barless Realty is your local real estate office, offering experienced agents ready to help you find your perfect home. Their experienced agents understand the local market and can help you make the right decision. Contact Barless Realty, Princeton.
Cloudy skies and rain overnight, with a high temperature later today of 74 degrees. Winds, though, could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. More rain and thunderstorms likely Thursday night into Friday. Friday's high temperature 70 degrees. The rain comes to an end Saturday morning with a high temperature of 65, but it's going to be windy once again over the next couple of days. Again, cloudy skies overnight, warming up to 74 with rain later today.
Hi, I'm Rachel Chandler with Farmers Bank. Did you know your money can make more money when you level up to an interest-bearing checking account? Grow your balance at Farmers Bank with our unique Plus checking account featuring a 2.5% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. Unique Plus is a win-win local banking option. Call or visit us today and let our expert bankers show you how to get the most out of your deposits. Farmers Bank. Live unique. Bank unique. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Today's society is dependent on electricity. The Princeton Electric Plant Board has what you demand for electricity anywhere, anytime, at the required level of quality. They work to ensure our community's power system has the resources in place for reliability today and into the future. Their work and commitment has reduced the frequency and duration of power outages with a reliability rate of 99.9%. Princeton Electric Plant Board, bringing our customers safe and reliable energy.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY. Talking tennis this morning with Caldwell County coaches Steve Cookie-Hicko and Tori Hammett, and some other things, too, besides tennis. As a matter of fact, Tori, I knew that you were coming in, so I had to ask you about the West Kentucky Hoops Classic. I'm still sick about not getting games in last year, and we had so many great teams coming in. But I know you're already well into the planning stages for this coming December.
Yeah, we've got, Lord, I just drew a blank. So we got a close team that's going to be pretty good, and I think they're 3A Rossview, Tennessee, and looked them up, a little overall quality team. Olive Branch, 5A Olive Branch, Mississippi, who lost in their state tournament. We've tried to get them for several years in a row, and talked with Coach Rombaugh, and he said, this is the year, you know, I'm going to come. So he's coming up. That's going to be good. You know, Winston-Salem Christian backed out. We jointly told them not to come last year, and they agreed not to come to help us because they were in North Carolina. But I just about got him recommitted, and he thinks he'll have a top 30 national team. I mean, he's got one of the top 40 kids in the country. And they didn't lose anybody off that 6'11", 6'10", 6'9", 6'8", 6'7", starting five. They didn't lose anybody, so they're back. Been in talks with Tennessee Prep, who is a grind session team member, and they're kind of almost committed. Pinson Valley, who was 29-0, Pinson Valley, Alabama, 29-0 when they lost their first game in, I think, the semifinals of their 6A Alabama. He's going to come back, and he didn't lose. He just lost one of the guards, so he's got the forward that'll be a junior that has the Alabama and Auburn offers, and he's got the mid-major guard that's back. I'm in conversation. I'm hoping with Lovett, Georgia. I just hadn't got him committed yet, but he's got a point guard that's committed to Michigan, and he's really good. Knoxville Christian texted me this morning. No, Knoxville Catholic. I've tried to get them a couple years in a row. They had B.J. Edwards that went to Tennessee. They got Blue Kane that transferred to IMG that's going to Georgia Tech. Anyway, he texted me this morning and said, I'm going to call you tomorrow. Let's talk about it, see if we can make it work. So if we could get them in, and then it's escaping me. We have somebody else committed, and it's escaping me who it is. Hyde Park, Illinois wants in, and he tweeted me yesterday and said I'm 90% in. They got some financial issues. I'm trying to give them enough money to get them to come, but you know, I just can't do anything. And so that's Hyde Park, Chicago, and they just beat number one Kenwood this year as well. So they're going to have some talent too. But I still think I'm leaving somebody out. But I'll just have to dig around and find it. But we are, you know, thankful that we got a few games in. You know, we did get Sandy Creek, which has a I actually tried to get him back too, because they've got a boy that's a top 50 kid that's he'd go about wherever he wants. But they're going to a tournament in Arkansas. But anyway, they went on to win their 6A Georgia state championship. Mm. And that's the team that went to double overtime with Pinson.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is with Pinson, man, but they come in here and play overtime games.
The one game we got in went double overtime.
I mean, I know.
We got a couple in. Lions girls played Christian County, and the Caldwell guys got a win over Heritage Christian. But of the out-of-state teams, we got one game in, and it was double overtime.
I know. And it was. I don't know if we would have been able to replicate that game. Now, we missed out on East St. Louis, which has the young man that's going to Kansas State, and they ended up getting beat. That's what I guess this is what I'm saying, you know, to relate kind of back even to class sports. We talked to their coaches, Coach Daniel and I, at the hotel before they left. And, of course, we're just trying to cut up a little bit because, you know, it's just a sad time. They're going home and only played one quarter and came from, you know, St. Louis area, Illinois. Anyway, we were talking about their opportunity to win the 3A state championship in Illinois. But you could see in them how difficult they knew it was going to be to win the 3A.
Yeah.
Because the kids are just so good, it doesn't really matter what class that you're in. You still get high-quality basketball. And I would have told you, without real good knowledge, that team will walk through that. They got beaten in the semifinals.
Wow.
Like by 2 points. I mean, and they were strong. They were strong. Bartlett lost to Overton. And they had moved their way into like a top 100 ranked team in the nation. I mean, they're that just again testifies to all these teams playing in class sports and these high quality teams still not winning. Yeah. You're still gonna have an upset. I mean, if we were playing 2A, you know, even though we enjoy pulling for line, you know, because they're close to us, they still could not win it. You know, it's not like it's, hey, we're gonna put you in 2A and you're just gonna walk through and win state championship every year. No, they didn't win the class.
Yeah.
The smaller Class A mid-season tournament, which I don't like it. That's not a good example because I don't like that. It doesn't. Kids can't get fired up like they do. Why is March Madness March Madness? Because it's die or go home.
It's at the end of the year.
It's do or die. End of the year, go home. So I just think they should class it. But we were blessed to have some high-quality teams, but we're trying to get that back. I've got probably 30 offers out. I'm looking through here just trying to see if there's anybody else on the hook. I'm trying to you know, go for the best teams I can get. And so right now we got a couple slots left. Of course, Caldwell will be in a slot to play, and we'll see who we can match them up with. That'll take a few of the slots too. And then Coach Chuck's already got all his ladies teams picked, and I know Crittenden is one of them, which that kind of give us a local flavor. I'm glad about that. Who did he say here? Goodness. Where are they? There should be.
Have we checked the weather forecast for December?
Yeah. Crittenden, Rowan County.
Okay.
And they're coming in. I think he used to coach there, he said, maybe. And so that's one of them. And then, which is Moorhead, Crittenden, Logan.
Okay.
Logan, Crittenden, Rowan, and Caldwell. So it's kind of different flavor. It's different from what we've been having. So be good.
Yeah, appreciate the update on that, and good luck to you guys this afternoon. Hopefully the weather cooperates. We've got baseball at home today with Dawson Springs. Softball's hosting McCracken County, the number two ranked team in the state, so that'll be interesting. I was told McCracken County could split their team and they'd have the top two teams in the first region.
There you go. let's keep it going.
And then tennis at home today against Christian County. I appreciate you guys coming in. Steve, Tori, good luck today, and look forward to another big tennis season. And, Tori, we'll get you in here sometime. We'll do the whole class show.
Let's do it. Let me know. I want to research a little bit more.
That's going to wrap us up today on the Sideline Report. Again, thanks to
Dave Winder from Murray State University for joining us. And again, appreciate Steve Kukihiko and Tori Hammett for coming in the studio today and being on the Sideline Report. That's going to wrap us up. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for joining us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.